You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Australia's international friendly with South Korea was the Socceroos' first home game since Graham Arnold took over as coach. The hosts fired 22 shots at goal, but it wasn't until the fourth minute of injury time that Australia finally hit the back of the net. Massimo Luongo was the hero for Australia, with his goal salvaging a draw. Here's how Fox Sports described the moment.
Chance, Rogic! On the follow-up, the debutant must be, it is! The equaliser from Massimo Luongo in injury time!
After the match, newly appointed captain Mark Milligan said he was happy with the result, but he wants his side to convert more of its shots into goals.
Obviously, you can't be creating that many opportunities and not scoring goals. So I think, though, the late goal, it shows the character that this side has. You know, I know I've seen it. I've known it's there for a long time. I think it's good to show, even with the new coach and things like that, that side of us is still very much there.
There was plenty of other international football, with the UEFA Nations League in full swing. World champion France was beaten for the first time in 15 games. The Netherlands scored a 2-0 victory in Rotterdam in a result which also relegated Germany to the Nations League's second tier. In other matches, Cyprus drew 1-1 with Bulgaria, Slovakia downed Ukraine 4-1, and Slovenia had a 1-1 draw with Norway. In rugby, Australia's Wallabies managed to score the first win of their European tour, downing Italy by 26 points to 7 in Padova. The result eases the pressure on Wallabies coach Michael Checker, who was happy with the win despite some areas of the performance lacking.
We created a few things in attack. We had a couple of chances we could have been slicker on finishing. But where we're at right now, we've got to keep grinding. You know, keep going at it. Do the things that we know that we can, that we've been working on to do well, the best we can, and keep bringing it.
In other matches, Ireland scored an historic victory against reigning world champions New Zealand. The 16-9 win in Dublin was the first time Ireland had beaten the All Blacks at home. The result also lays down a major marker for the Rugby World Cup next year in Japan. In cricket, Australia's Women's World 2020 campaign suffered a setback. A 48-run defeat to India in Guyana was the first defeat of the tournament, but that wasn't the only problem. A fielding collision between Alyssa Healy and Megan Shute left Healy concussed and in doubt for the semi-final. Despite the loss, Australia captain Meg Lanning was happy her side didn't concede more than the 167 runs India scored.
The bowlers did a reasonable job in keeping them to that score, but as I said, if we're going to win this World Cup, we're going to have to chase a score around that, so we're definitely going to have to learn from this, which our group has done really well over the last year or so, I'm very confident that we'll bounce back.
Australia will play either England or the West Indies in the last four on Friday morning in Antigua. Australia's men's cricket has lost the one-off T20 match with South Africa on the Gold Coast in a rain-affected match. After a two-hour rain delay, the game was shortened to 10 overs a side, with South Africa scoring 6 for 108. In reply, Australia could only manage 7 for 87 to lose by 21 runs. Abraham Anser made history, becoming the first Mexican to win the Australian Open Golf Tournament. The 27-year-old scored a 3-under par 69 on Sunday to win by 5 strokes from New South Welshman Dimitrios Papadatos. Anser told Channel 7 he was delighted with the victory.
I had a lot of fun. It was very well run. I'm really happy I came and played here in Sydney. It was an unbelievable experience. Now I join some unbelievable names. I was looking at the cup and I'm in obviously great company on that, winning this event, and I'm just extremely happy.
The 5-shot winning margin was the biggest for an Open held at Sydney's Lakes Golf Course. In other sports news this weekend, there were wins for the Sydney Kings, Melbourne United, Perth Wildcats and the Adelaide 36ers in the National Basketball League. In the women's NBL, Melbourne, Canberra and Sydney were all victorious in Sunday's games. And finally, South African surfer Grant Baker has claimed his fourth career victory to take out the big wave Nazaré Challenge in Portugal. The 45-year-old made the most of the 12-metre waves, while a number of his competitors weren't able to deal with the tough conditions. John Baldock, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.